Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 82. That's Bais Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 82. We talked in the last two Shiurim about infatuation, and we're going to see now how when infatuation ends, that's when true love begins. The problem is, in that stage, as infatuation ends, is a source of difficulty for many couples that experience that. Because what you feel when the infatuation starts trickling away is you feel a lull in the relationship and a little like blah, a little like flatlined, like now there's no chemistry or very little chemistry. And welcome to the club, and there's nothing to worry about. All it means is it's a path towards real love. Again, the mushel I always give is the idea of the night of Pesach, Seder night, his iris, a tremendous amount of light, beautiful, everyone's on a spiritual high. But right after that, and certainly right after Pesach, back to business, that high feeling goes away. And now comes the real avodah of the sefira, working towards real love and real preparation towards Matan Torah. In marriage, it works the same way. Very often, there is a high experienced, and there is something to it. But the bottom line is, it goes away, and now you're in that point where right now, I'm going to say it very importantly, remember this, it's a temporary low spot. A temporary low spot that almost all of us experience. And that's the way you go up. The end of the infatuation stage makes couples feel like it's the end of the world. This is where the it's not my Zivik syndrome comes in. You know, when you don't feel that anymore. Or sometimes it could start when you have the first major disagreement. And all of a sudden it drops right away. But usually it's gradual. It goes from a very high degree of intensity, a physical attractiveness and emotional connection, and little by little it drip, 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 and it goes down, subtle changes. So for example, here are symptoms of it, where for months your desires were pretty much identical sexually, and now you don't see things the same way. Or you had these little habits that you saw in each other that till now you loved that about each other, those interesting, unusual habits. And right now, little by little, guess what? It's starting to annoy you. That very little habit that, wow, this is beautiful. This is part of your personality, your beautiful personality. And all of a sudden, little by little, this is annoying. You know, cut it out already. It's humorous when you look at it from the outside, but it could be painful. Or, you know, someone is an extrovert, one of the two, used to do all these things with other people, all of a sudden would cancel all their appointments just to be with you. And now they're too busy. They go back to their extroverted self, whether it's the man, whether it's the woman doing their own activities. And now all of a sudden they don't have time for their dear husband or dear wife to schedule time together for some alone nights with each other. Or what happens a lot, that in recent months after this infatuation disappears, you don't have loving gestures to each other that much anymore. Or you stop giving gifts, or when you used to give a lot of gifts, or you stop bringing flowers when you used to bring it a lot of flowers. Used to leave these love notes, and now you don't. And that frequency went down, 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 down. Another sign that the infatuation ended, and now you have to work on that hard work of the true love starting in a real, real way. Or in the past, you were able to give, 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 and you had no issue with that, and you felt good about it, whether you received anything or not. And now you don't want to give. You don't have that cheshik to give anymore because you notice you're not getting much in return. And by the way, that's not a bad thing. We explained this many times. The legitimate needs that a real human being needs, it's healthy and normal to it have you that you feel the lack when you don't get something in return, and those needs are not met. We're not malachim. Every woman has a right to feel a little deprived when the husband is not providing the she'er and the ksus, the aina, the clothing, the parnasa, the food, the sexual intimate aspects of it. And of course, if they're an oinus and they can't, it's a different story. They're trying. At least in the trying of it and the working very hard towards it has to be their full force. But if that's lacking, of course, it makes sense that you would feel a lack. And again, when the husband feels the lack because of his wife not filling those needs that he needs emotionally or in any other way. Or you used to together get up early and have breakfast together or have a coffee together. And now the one tells the other, nah, you know, I need another hour, half hour sleep. You just go down yourself. And, you know, that's a common thing. Or, and here is the one that, again, the movies all talk about this. They're moving away from me. The feeling is not there. They are separating from one another. You feel a little distance. Now, you do. After infatuation, you will feel a little distance. And now it's time to do the hard work of actively creating the connection. Or another thing is, you used to converse and talk freely. Conversation was effortless. Even if one or both of you were an introvert, the conversation was effortless. And all of a sudden now there's some silence between you. It's not easy to have conversations. Or in the intimate life, you don't have sex as often. And when you do, it's harder to get turned on. It's harder to be aroused. It's not fireworks. It used to be fireworks, like right away, like the unbelievable connection in that sexual physical realm. And now it became more blah. The interest is less, or very, you know, sometimes even no interest at all on one of the parties, sometimes even both of the parties. Another symptom is you always need your space and more private time. Not only an extrovert, if they need space and private time more, it's a sign of this, but even an introvert who needs their space and private time. But even an introvert who, when they were in the infatuation period, they still talked and conversed and communicated with their husband, even though they were introverted. But now they don't do that anymore. I need my space. I need my time. Another thing is, you start seeing things in your husband or wife that you overlooked before that you don't like. All of a sudden, he's very self-absorbed. All of a sudden, she's compulsive about housekeeping. You notice these chesrinas. They were there all along, but in the infatuation period, you were blinded. It blinded the chesrinas, and now you're noticing them. It's not the worst thing in the world to notice them, but the idea is that there is a Torah hashkaf on how you view those flaws. Recognizing everyone has flaws, you work with it, or you makabel it ba'ahava, you work through it. That's real life. Real life is, yes, they both have beautiful, beautiful milos, and you have some flaws, and you deal with the flaws, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly, always with the sensitivity, but that's part of life. But in the infatuation period, there were no flaws. They were covered up. Now, the real, real killer of when those warm feelings of infatuation ends and now you're in that lull, or even in a regular marriage where you didn't have infatuation in a long time, but what happens is you were in a good feeling towards your husband, husband to wife, wife to husband, and now it's bland. The most sinister, the most worst behavior when infatuation or that love ends in that sense, and now you have where there's that temporary low, where you need to begin true love, the sinister, serious thing that lacks is that you no longer give the benefit of the doubt. You no longer are done l'kaf schus. You do the opposite very often. What happens at that point, when those feelings begin to go away, those natural, warm, hormonal feelings, you start being done l'kav chayva. The opposite of Betzedek Tishpet Ami Secha. The opposite of Hevedon Eschal Adam Lekavschus. Right? He's 30 minutes late. She's inconsiderate. She's controlling. He's manipulative. Not giving the benefit of the doubt. Not seeing the other side. Not seeing there's a tzad ha-tayv. Not looking at the nekudais tayvais. That is the crux, the most worst thing in our behaviors. When that feeling goes down, in reality, what does that mean is, okay, our natural feelings are down. We feel flat now. It's temporary low. Temporary low. You work on it. You build on it, whether you feel like it or not. And the feelings will come back. But in the meantime, you keep working on it and you give the benefit of the doubt. You work towards those little habits that are starting to annoy you, to work hard to make sure that they don't annoy you and they become endearing again. Or if it's something that indeed is a bad habit, to work it through in a healthy way. And the extrovert now, who went back to going to their regular social life, needs to force themselves, husband or wife, either way. Husband not going to that night seder, yes. Or the woman not going to that shir or whatever event is. This night is for my husband. This night is for my wife. And make it conscious. We don't make loving gestures anymore towards each other. Start doing it whether you feel it or whether you don't feel it. You used to send flowers every week, Erev Shabbos. You do that and you stopped. Start again. Whether you feel like it or whether you don't feel like it. You didn't leave love notes or these kind notes that you usually used to do. Start doing it whether you feel like it or whether you don't feel like it. Even if people never did it, they should try to start doing that, whether they feel like it or whether they don't feel like it. You get up early instead of rolling around in bed while the other one is getting ready to go for breakfast. Get up yourself and go down and have breakfast with them or coffee with them before Shacharis, if that's what you do, or whatever it is, or after Shacharis when they come home. The feeling that your husband or wife is drifting away, no matter, even if you feel in your heart that drift, behave in a way that's connective, regardless of how you feel. Conversation now takes effort, when before it didn't. So it takes effort. You say to yourself, so what? Big deal. But right now I'm going to connect and make the effort. You don't have sex as often, and you both know that you need to. Do it, whether you feel like it or not. We're not talking about forcing. It's a separate subject. Separate subject about that type of thing or whatever the frequency normally should be. These are separate, different shiurim. I'm just saying if in the norm in the past, they were intimate twice a week, three times a week, or whatever it is, and now it's maybe once a week if they're lucky, and that's it. No, go back to that original schedule of more frequency. Whether you feel like it, whether you don't feel like it, whether it takes longer to be aroused or less longer, whether there's no fireworks or zero fireworks, you keep at it and keep that schedule and both work on the effort to connect. And those chesreinos that were shadowed by the infatuation and now you're seeing the warts, same idea. Be done the kafschus, look at the positive side, and whatever could be worked through, communicate together in love and respect to work through it. And that most sinister of all that we talked about, of not being done, l'kafschus, you do the reverse now, and you're saying, I'm going to be done, l'kafschus. I'm going to be done, l'kafschus, from now on. So this closing of an infatuation stage, or this closing of even in a people married long, where they had a good times for a while, where they have warm feelings for each other, and now it's starting to end, from the infatuation to this post-rapture stage that she calls it, usually is not because of anything dramatic. It slowly, slowly goes there. It slowly gets to that point. It's not a high drama thing. And it just happens. And here, what happens is, very often, is the problem between couples, is they interpret and equate love with that intense, infatuated feeling. The intense, infatuated feeling is not love. The problem is you think it's love, so when you don't feel that anymore, you're saying, I'm falling out of love. And this is one of those, why I know so much about this, I have to ask Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know? But the bottom line is this is a common theme in many of these Hollywood movies. I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. It's a syndrome. It's a machla. I love you as a friend. I will have always respect for you, but I don't have those feelings any for you. That love is gone, but I truly always will love you in the depths of my heart as a sister, as a brother. You know, that nonsense. No, it doesn't work that way. There's no, this is a fictitious thing. I love you, but not in love with you. It's just a normal thing. Feelings come, feelings go. They'll come back, and you work through it. This idea, this is what kills romance in the secular world. I don't feel anymore. But that's not true. If the marriage is real and the connection is real, and now the feelings are away because the infatuation is not there now, that's the beginning of true love. That's not the end. Again, our culture and in movies and in societies, you see with movie actors, they go gaga and then they marry and then they get divorced within a year, two, three, 4 years or whatever it is, with tremendous divorce proceedings and all that nonsense. Why? Because they were hooked on that childish notion that the infatuation was love, and when that trickled down and went down, now I don't love you anymore. I am not in love. It's called the I love you, but I'm not in love with you syndrome. I care about you. I'll always care about for you. I'll always have some feelings about you, but I don't love you anymore that way. This is the standard hypocritical, nonsensical Hollywood, you know, cop-out to marriages that could work beautifully, and they chicken out when that first initial end of infatuation is, and where true love is supposed to begin, they end it. And with many marriages, it's the same. The gaga, wonderful connective period, and then the feelings go down, you think, not my Zivic syndrome. Over here, it's not my Zivic syndrome. That's what it is. Nonsense. Here's where the work begins. The work begins, you keep at it, the feelings will come again. And if it disappears again for a little while, they're not afraid anymore. They understand it, and they behave accordingly, like mentioned, like normal, healthy people. Bracha v'atzlacha.